producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have all this other world news going on, but this is something we can do something about. We're going to talk about in the next segment. We're not against the science of vaccines. We understand you can learn immunity. It's that we have this, it's like nuclear power. I'd be for nuclear power if they could do it right, but it has a horrible track record. Dr. Wakefield, tell folks what's coming up in the next two long segments. I mean, this really is epic. We were talking about during the break.
Well, I want to talk about the, reiterate that this isn't anti-vaccine. It's about a safe, effective vaccination policy. I want to talk about a recent case, another whistleblower case from about Merck, about Dr. Steve Kralin, who blew the whistle on alleged fraud in Merck's MMR vaccine lab. That there was a ruling on that in the appellate court just on Friday, and I think that's an important thing. You and I have covered it before, and I want to bring people up to date with that. And then to talk about the broader implications for what we've seen in the last 2 weeks and what has to happen next, what the public can do to make a change.
Historically, things seem to come in cascades. More will happen in a month, it happens in 5 years. I think we're reaching a tipping point right now with the public, with everybody, about vaccines.
Well, I think the problem is that it's self-fulfilling. There are so many damaged children out there with parents saying the same things. They weren't anti-vaccine. They took their children to be vaccinated along to the doctor, and they tell the same story. Regression after immunization, asthma after immunization, allergies after immunization, insulin-dependent.
Every vet I know says don't give dogs all the shots. It causes their allergies.
The vets have been onto this for much, much longer than mainstream medicine has. They stopped giving thimerosal in vaccines many, many years before it was taken out of the majority of childhood immunizations. It's still in the influenza vaccine. It's still in the vaccine given to pregnant women and to infants.
I'm not a medical doctor. I know mercury's not good. And if you eject it right in the blood, it goes in the brain.
That's right. It is a highly toxic substance. It had never had any right being in there. It's never been tested for safety. It was grandfathered in, and it is extremely dangerous.
How can my water supply not have one part per 5 million of arsenic or mercury, but they can put it in the shot?
Yeah, it is quite alarming. And I think one of the concerns is that if you took it out of all of them and you suddenly saw a precipitous fall in autism rates, then you'd have your answer. And I think it's very cynical to suggest it, but over the years, I cannot understand any other reason why you would take it out of the other vaccines and then put it straight back in the influenza vaccine.
I remember in 2004 reading the ABC News articles and others about where they had that meeting, that conference with the CDC leaders saying, we know it's doing it, we've got to cover it up. Why wouldn't you just say, we didn't know, expose it, and then it would be not one-tenth the problem of covering it up? Once you actively cover it up, you become an accomplice. I mean, if I was told this is brain-damaging kids, I'd go public even if it destroyed me. I just don't get how they think they're going to cover it up. Because, it's as you said, the damage just continues. It's going to be like Nuremberg trials. These people are in deep crap.
You're right. So there's a pattern of recidivism in the CDC. When they find a signal that they don't like, they get into a room and they make that signal go away. And that's exactly what they did at the Simpsonwood meeting with thimerosal. They had a very high risk, which they whittled down and whittled down and whittled down until they came out of that room and said, there's no risk at all. Yes, there was a risk. So we see this same pattern of behavior. And Dr. Thompson said this to Brian Hooker in a telephone conversation. They go into a room and they get rid of the effect. They cannot go out there and publicly say, vaccines aren't safe.
They are putting kids in front of a firing squad. How do they rationalize that? I mean, I get sad. Do you get sad when you see little kids, period, or a pregnant woman, and want to warn them? Because I just do it everywhere. It's my family's sick of it.
Yeah, I say go and get informed. Read all the information. If you're going to read the CDC's website, go and read the NVIC website as well, and you'll get the counterpoint. You'll get the information. But there is no excuse nowadays not to be fully informed.
All I know is I take my children to movies, and I mean, it's like 10%, 20% is autistic kids. You see them when you come in, they're yelling through the movie. That wasn't at the movies 20 years ago. I mean, it's like I go to restaurants, I see kids that are just obviously totally brain damaged. I mean, it's just, I could just see, like, it's like we had a huge war, and there's all these wounded men with their arms and legs blown off, but it's kids, Dr. Wakefield. It's like, they can just see the damage everywhere. Stay with us.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're into the second hour on this live Sunday, September 7th, worldwide transmission. I cannot think of a more epic, I mean, I'm using that word four or five times today, show than what's happening right now. We have, from 2004, the CDC documents. We've shown them on screen for TV viewers, where the director of it said in meetings, I wouldn't give my grandson this. It's horrible. We've got to cover it up. Autism from the mercury, the fumarisol. We've got all these scientists coming out. We've got a new whistleblower who was basically the head of the study saying the CDC covered up data showing vaccine autism link. That's Time.com. Time magazine. We have another ruling Friday saying lawsuits go ahead by whistleblowers exposing that they were there and told to shut up about it causing brain damage and problems. I want to be clear. Dr. Wakefield was earlier one of the first major whistleblowers himself in a study. He was attacked over it. Now been vindicated. That we're not against the science of this learned immunity. Clearly, this is real. They've been doing vaccinations for smallpox for 500 years. It's, you know, Benjamin Franklin talked about it. It's that these companies are out of control. They have liability protection. We've gone from autism, 1 in 30,000 to 1 in 68. That's CDC's own numbers. There's brain damage kids everywhere. It's getting worse. They want more vaccines pushed on the public. Gardasil, killing all these people on the trials. India and Japan have banned it. We haven't. This is a scandal. These corporations want to mandate we take this stuff and not have to have it safe or even partially safe. They say safe and effective. So, Dr. Wakefield, I want to play a clip here before you recap what's happened and get into how big this is. From 2004, when this study came out that this top-level CDC doctor is exposing, we're going to name him and go through the articles in a moment, but even Time Magazine is covering this now. Again, this is a big victory, folks. I'm getting goosebumps right now. This is so exciting because I personalize all these kids and pregnant women. I worry about this. None of my three children have been vaccinated. And as you said, they're as healthy as a butcher shop dog. I mean, they are doing well. I want to warn people. I have goodwill. So this is a big victory. But here they are saying mercury's good for a child's brain when thousands of other studies say It electrochemically literally rots holes in your brain. Here is CBS News promoting this very study.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Mercury is associated with better learning and mental performance. Dr. Wakefield, folks can go to your YouTube channel, Austin Media, Autism Media Channel on YouTube or autismmediachannel.com. Break it down, recap for folks how big this is. A super high-level whistleblower saying they knew and were ordered to cover it up.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, let me just recap. So in the last 2 weeks, Dr. William Thompson, a senior scientist and epidemiologist statistician from the CDC, has come forward under the guidance of Dr. Brian Hooker, father of an autistic child and a vaccine safety researcher, and disclosed 13 years of cover-up of the fact that MMR vaccine is strongly associated with autism, particularly in African-American boys, and I should say, children who have no pre-existing disorders, irrespective of race. So this could be children with what's called isolated autism. They don't have mental retardation as judged by IQ. They don't have a genetic basis for it, and they don't have cerebral palsy. And he said, in the words of Dr. Thompson, this is exactly the group that you would expect to see an effect in. So they've been covering it up for 13 years. They knew there was a risk, and one wonders how many children have been permanently neurologically injured in the meantime while they knew that this effect was real.
But now they're going to double down because as more whistleblowers come out, as just happened this week with another, they're all going to prison if this ever comes out. I mean, just like 5 years ago, they would say, don't give a pregnant woman any vaccines. Now they say, pregnant women need more. It's well known it causes problems with the fetus. So their answer is just say, no, it's like pumpkin pie. There just seems to be a Hitlerian commitment to this.
There is. It's almost like a religion. It's the first thing that happens is if you question vaccine safety, then you're put in a corner and said, people say you're anti-vaccine, that you clearly can't be listened to because you're not talking science. That's just a convenient way of dismissing.
I wish there was a vaccine for all this different stuff. I want to be healthy. I want my kids to be protected from tetanus and stuff. I mean, it's just the problem is they have a huge history of tetanus shots full of problems.
Yeah, it raises another issue, Alex, and that is the problem, for example, with MMR, because it's three viruses in one vaccine. If you gave them separately, would you have less of a problem? And we didn't see this issue when we had the single measles vaccine. That's something I've always advocated. Give parents the choice of single vaccines. And you know what happened in the UK when I suggested that. 6 months later, they took away the choice of single vaccine.
They got upset because it showed you were right.
Well, they were. They said, we need to protect the vaccine policy rather than the children. That was the net effect of what they said. So we'll take away the choice of single vaccines. Our emphasis is not necessarily to protect children from infectious disease, but to protect our vaccine policy. This is a story that came from a senior member of the Department of Health.
It's like having one glass of wine or 20. If you're going to do it in a cost-benefit analysis or in a risk-benefit analysis, do what's safest. Give one at a time. Watch it. Study it. No. Just give total protection. Do whatever we want.
Now, here's the problem, Alex, is once this story comes out, once public confidence in the vaccine policymakers is eroded, as it will be because Dr. William Thompson has come forward and told this story, clearly mitigating everything that we've been told over the last 20 years.
Validating everything you've said.
Then parents are going to say, we don't trust you anymore. And they will vote with their feet. They will stop vaccinating across the board. And it will be the vaccine policymakers themselves and those who have indulged in what is, in effect, a crime, this cover-up, who will be responsible for falling vaccine uptake rates and the return of infectious disease. But you know what? It will be blamed upon Jenny McCarthy, or it will be blamed upon me, or it will be blamed upon Rob Snyder or someone else who has come forward and said, we have genuine concerns.
Well, when you're Jenny McCarthy or somebody and you take your child in for the third round of shots, they have a convulsion and can't talk anymore. I mean, it's clear this did it. It's like saying if a Mack truck runs you over, it didn't do it. It's just they're so committed, though. But how can the system defeat hundreds of millions of parents worldwide, tens of millions in the U.S., millions in the U.K., millions in Germany, millions. How can they defeat parents who have a child that was happy and healthy after vaccines that's brain damaged? How do they ever think they're going to get away with this? As the damage mounts, they're only going to create more opposition. Don't they get it's a losing battle?
They don't. I think they're beginning to now because they are losing so badly. They spent billions of dollars, billions of pounds on expensive public relations campaigns, and they are losing. They are losing the hearts and minds of the public. Why? Because it is true. Not because I say so, not because Jenny McCarthy says so, but because they see it in their own streets.
Their own top scientists said they were ordered to cover it up.
That's exactly right. So now the whole house of cards is going to fall. And the other thing that came out recently on Friday, I was mentioning it, but Steve Carlin, a scientist working in the MMR vaccine lab of Merck, reported fraud in that laboratory, overestimating the effectiveness of the mumps vaccine. We were seeing mumps outbreaks all around the world in children who'd had 2-3 doses of mumps.
They were being connected to the shot, right?
That's right. And what they were saying is the vaccine is not working because these children are getting mumps when they've had 2 or 3 doses.
Stay there. Tell us about it in the next segment. Incredible. Tell your friends and family, tune in.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican,
Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, investigative journalist John Rappaport, who's been all over this for decades, is going to be joining us coming up in the next two segments. But I've got all this world news to cover. It's all incredibly important and interesting, but we know that the vaccines are causing autoimmune disorders, causing problems in the guts of children. We know the shock vaccine, which was declassified, had SV40 cancer virus in it. And these companies have liability protection. Vaccines are extremely dangerous. They're extremely complex. It's not like a drug. We're going to get some heart medicine or Rogaine for your hair falling out. This is DNA, RNA. This is very complex manipulations. And they grow this stuff in these big tanks and don't clean them out properly. There's all sorts of issues. Now, you know I've documented a lot of this is on purpose, but Dr. Andrew Wakefield's our guest. Sir, we've got the investigative journalist joining us to bring up some questions and comments with you, but continuing with the new info, more whistleblowers coming out, not just this top scientist, but more. Where do you expect the establishment to go from here as their whole house of cards collapses?
Well, it's very interesting. Steve Carlin came forward from Merck 9 years ago. I think he approached me at a meeting in Chicago back then with some extraordinary information about manipulation of data in Merck's vaccine lab to falsely elevate the protective efficacy of their vaccine.
And these are people that lose their jobs, risk their jobs, their lives, because they're not psychotic killers. They understand, hey, we're hurting people. We better talk about it. These are heroes for doing the right thing.
That's right. So their mumps vaccine was not working. We were seeing outbreaks of mumps in highly vaccinated populations around the world. And so they were told by the FDA, either you prove what it says on your product insert, 96% protection, or you lose your license. Now, you lose a license for mumps, you lose the license for MMR, and Merck have got a monopoly in this country, and that's a lot of money. So they set about trying to fix the test, not the vaccine. They had two options. They could act in the children's interests, or they could act in Merck interests. And what they did, apparently, is to act in Merck's interests and fix the test. So what they did to the test is to add rabbit's blood to it.
Unbelievable.
Rabbit's blood. Absolutely nothing to do with the ability of the mumps vaccine to protect children, but add rabbit's blood.
Is that because the rabbits have an immunity?
No, it's because it falsely elevates the protection of the apparent protection of the vaccine
without
doing it at all. It's an artifact. It's a lab effect. It's nothing to do with immunity at all. So when they did that, it worked. But what they did...
So they engaged in fraud.
They engaged in fraud. They asked him to fix his data. They asked him to cross out what he'd written before, write some new numbers, which convinced the FDA that the vaccine was right. He took them to a whistleblower court. He filed a case, took it to court, and the good news is that Merck, having tried to have it thrown out of court, have just on Friday lost that case, and it will proceed to trial. And so for everybody, that is very, very good news, because what it will eventually do is bring out the truth about the efficacy and safety of that vaccine, and I believe lead to the demise of the MMR vaccine as it currently is. That is not that it will get rid of single vaccine. Maybe we should go back to single vaccines because they're protective, but mumps vaccine was never needed. And this is the important point. This comes not from me, but from Donald Henderson, who was head of the smallpox eradication program at the CDC. He said it wasn't needed. They did a study when it first was introduced. They said, we don't need this vaccine. And it slowly appeared on down. Here's the fascinating. I'll tell you a story about this. They did a study. The vaccine wasn't needed. They said to Morris Hillerman of Merck, we don't need this. So he went state by state by state, persuading health officials to introduce it. In the end, So many states were using it that the CDC said, in Donald Henderson's words, oh, to hell with it. We might as well put it on the schedule. That's the scientific basis for the use of mandatory mumps vaccination in this country. From the man himself, Dr. Donald Henderson, oh, to hell with it.
But I even see mainstream articles in the Sacramento Bee where they admit that they have outbreaks in California caused by the vaccines. I mean, more and more, they can't cover this stuff up. And I just wonder, what's going on in this industry? Because I know you can get immunity from vaccines. I know there's a real science there. Why is it so screwed up? Why is it so bad? Why is it causing so many problems? Is it just the arrogance of the industry? Just that there's nothing there, no checks and balances?
There are very few checks and balances, and there is a great deal of profit to be made, as you point out, without any liability at all. There is a very interesting phenomenon, rather like the antibiotic-resistant bacteria. We're seeing this now emerge in vaccine technology, that we're getting bacteria, pertussis, for example, that is resistant to the current vaccine in use. Now, what that means is that we see these escape mutants, these mutants that are then resistant to the current vaccine, so they will introduce a new vaccine that deals, at least temporarily, with that escape mutant.
It causes another super mutant.
Well, this is the problem is that it's you're on a treadmill for the rest of time, because not only will children have to have the existing pertussis vaccine, but they will also have to have the new one.
And so it's Pandora's box.
Yes, I think people didn't think through this, and they didn't think through it with antibiotics, and they didn't think through it with vaccines. But we're starting to see the emergence of these super strains now, and we need to be very, very careful. We need to think very carefully.
Unless you want to just medicalize life itself without Merck and without all these other companies, you just, Pfizer, you just can't live. You got to have maybe daily shots. I mean, what about the connections I've seen in studies to all the incredible problems we're seeing with allergies connected to vaccines?
Well, there's no doubt that there has been an explosion of immune-mediated diseases in children in particular. So there is chronic morbidity in this country from immune diseases such as asthma, eczema, hay fever, Crohn's disease, an inflammatory bowel disease.
Directly linked to vaccines.
Insulin-dependent diabetes, this kind of thing, unprecedented levels. Now, these are immune-mediated diseases. So if you're looking for the cause of these issues, you need to look at the things that educate the immune system very, very early on. Now, historically, that was infection. Now that's been superseded by vaccination. So it makes a great deal of sense. There is biological plausibility to looking at vaccines as a possible cause. And there's an abundance of literature which supports that.
Well, we talk privately. I worked for a small animal vet and a large animal vet in high school into college. I worked overall 4 years total. They knew then, tell people, don't give your kids vaccines. We don't give them to the dogs or they get sick. It's the vets, you were saying earlier, that are really aware of this.
Yeah, the vets have been onto it for a long time. No multiple vaccines, spread them out, get thimerosal out of vaccines, and don't vaccinate if it's unnecessary. This isn't just some huge...
Because they could see it in something with a shorter life cycle. They could see it in a dog or a cat.
Yeah, and because there's less of a pressure on them from public health officials and the pharmaceutical industry reps who visit and bribe, that there's less pressure on them to keep giving these vaccines. It's become so much of an industry now in pediatrics and mainstream medicine that it's almost it's insidious and it is pervasive, and it's something we've got to stand back from and take very, very seriously.
Austin Media Channel. I keep saying Austin because we're in Austin. Autism Media Channel on YouTube. AutismMediaChannel.com is the website, but the best place is YouTube. Autism Media Channel on YouTube. Dr. Andrew Wakefield's our guest. Investigative journalist is joining us. John Rappaport straight ahead. But we'll also talk about the persecution of whistleblowers that try to tell the truth. But what happens when more and more whistleblowers come out? The system collapses.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, it's really funny that they played that liner, my buddy Mike Judge, King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead creator, Extract, Idiocracy, Silicon Valley. It's funny, I didn't tell you guys to air that. You probably don't even know. I won't give the inside baseball, some of it's private, that Mike
has a child he believes damaged by vaccines. That's one reason he listens to the show. So we're so touched by vaccines and autism that it is just so epic that it even affected somebody like Mike Judge, who we just played an intro with. It's incredible. We have investigative journalist John Rappaport joining us. But you were talking during the break, Dr. Wakefield, who I wouldn't call you a whistleblower. You did a study. You showed the gut-brain connection. They came after you. They put a hoax out saying you were a liar. You sued them. That's in court right now. I mean, they may sue me saying the sky isn't blue tomorrow at high noon. I mean, it's just incredible how many whistleblowers. Like I said, the NSA is not spying on you. Now it's all admitted. Or we don't fund Al-Qaeda. Now it's all admitted. Or the border's not wide open. Now it's all admitted. They teach in public school in this country 2 + 2 = 5. Well, no, it equals 4. I agree with you. There's a major reckoning coming. Other points about the political response to this. What we do now as more whistleblowers in the CDC go public saying we were ordered to cover up. This is causing autism.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen, Alex. I think that as now Dr. Thompson's come out, now he's admitted in a release from his lawyer that they did in fact hide significant findings and change their protocol to effectively get rid of those findings, that we're going to see more and more people coming forward and saying, I was told to do this. It's part of that corporate infrastructure, you know, it's not my fault, it's his fault, it's their fault, they told me what to do. We're going to see more and more of that. So they can't put any more fingers in the dam and stop it leaking. It is really coming apart. So what needs to happen? The several thing needs to happen. Pediatrics, the journal that published this fraudulent paper in 2004, need to retract that paper.
Normally they would respond immediately. Because I watch the news every day, right? This would normally be a huge scandal. They would respond, deny, defend, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
The silence tells a lot.
Yeah, and they were caught with their pants down, basically. They did not see this coming, and now they're scrambling, and they're contradicting themselves. They're furthering the lies. And Cheryl Atkinson, of CBS reporter, ex-CBS reporter, Emmy-winning investigative journalist, absolutely outstanding job.
Amazing.
On this, picking it apart and finding out where the weak points are. And
that's the great news. All these serious journalists from the mainstream are leaving so they can tell the truth.
Yeah, where she was restricted from doing that, in her own words, while working at CBS, she can now get out there and tell the story that needs to be told. So what needs to happen? That paper needs to be retracted from Pediatrics, the journal. The editor at the moment is resisting that. He says that he's been in touch with the authors, and they've said, oh, no, it's okay. So she said to him, have you been in touch with Dr. Thompson? Silence. She repeated in writing. So the fact that you're satisfied with this means that you've been in touch with Dr. Thompson and he's okayed it. Silence. No, they have not been in touch with Dr. Thompson, and in fact haven't been in the last 10 years. They have not gone to the heart of the matter. They've not talked to the man who had his finger on the numbers.
The CDC statistician. Just ignore that.
Yeah, they've ignored him. What we need to do now is to have Dr. Thompson himself retract his name from that paper, and then it cannot stand. We need a political response. We need people to help.
But is not the silence, they're not even attacking, show how weak they are?
Yeah, I think they're scrambling for all kinds of excuses for what he meant, what he said, what actually it means. But mainly it's silence. As you say, there's a radio silence on this because they don't know quite how to deal with it.
But as you said, the truth is there's an army of brain-damaged children and parents that are angry out there. There's the law of numbers and just of everything shows they will end up being brought to justice.
Yeah, I think there was a University of Chicago study that asked the question of parents, do you believe that doctors know that vaccines cause autism and are involved in a cover-up? 20% just said right out of the gate, yes, they do. The important number, Alex, is 36% said don't know. In other words, they haven't bought in to the propaganda. They haven't bought in to what's being put out there by mainstream media. They don't know. And these are the thinking, reading, talking parents, the educated parents who are questioning this. And what will happen now, I believe, is that 36% or a major part of it will say, wow, these guys were right all along. There's a problem. And so we're going to see a huge shift in people's belief systems.
I want to go to John Rappaport and get his questions and comments and your take on it, Dr. Wakefield. But I'm going to say this again. People think a quarterback that throws a touchdown is a hero, or some guy that paints a beautiful painting, whatever. People that tell the truth, put their careers on the line, and stand up for human justice and liberty are my heroes. You are a hero. Thank you so much for what you've done to humanity. I just am almost speechless to even be here with you and to see you vindicated like this. It just gives me faith in humanity. We're going to turn the corner on this and hopefully save these children out there that are being lined up and given this concoction that these companies come up with. So thank you, Dr. Wakefield.
Actually, very kind. I'm just a guy doing a job. And
no, I know. You're keeping your soul, doing the right thing. But it's just that in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, to quote George Orwell.
Well, I put my faith in the parents' story. They know what happened to their child. They weren't anti-vaccine. They saw it happen, and I trust their instincts.
Like the rattlesnake bit me, and I got sick. I took the shot. I got sick. You get that 5,000 times, something's going on. Truck ran over me, and I had broken bones. I jumped off the cliff and broke my legs. I smoked cigarettes and got lung cancer. I mean, at a certain point, there's a causal connection here. We're going to break in about 3-4 minutes, but I want to bring John Rappaport in and for the next segment. John, this has been an incredible broadcast tonight. I'm getting all these tweets and comments, people calling me. This is really touching people's soul. Thank God. What do you think as an investigative journalist who for 2 decades has been trying to expose this?
Well, we got an opportunity here, Alex. This is a big-time opportunity. We've got a whistleblower from the inside who's gone on the record, written statement, defrauding the public, concealing the truth, hiding the connection between the MMR vaccine and autism, right out there in the open. We broke the code of the protocol. We omitted vital data. So now this guy Thompson has opened the door to other whistleblowers who could come forward. And it's really going to be the online journalists who are going to provide cover and protection for these people. It's not the major media, because we're looking at a blackout there completely. They're hoping the whole thing goes away. I mean, they're talking, major media people are talking with the CDC. They've been talking with the CDC. What do we do? What do you want us to do? How should we respond? Well, we'll just stay silent. Don't say anything, because hopefully this whole thing will blow over. Thompson will not talk to reporters, as he said he was not going to. And eventually, we'll have 16 new scandals and stories in other areas, and people forget all about this. Well, that's not going to happen. So it's up to us, people who write online, to keep this story alive and to provide protection and cover for future whistleblowers who are thinking now, well, maybe it's time I come out too and say mercury causes autism. You know, we've all known it for the last 20 years, and I'm stepping forward to say that all those studies were frauds too, you know, which they were. I pointed this out in writing. I mean, this is no secret. You don't even have to find omitted data. All you have to do is look at the way these studies were constructed, like those famous Verstraten study that was, published 3 different ways before they finally completely scrubbed out any connection between mercury and autism.
It's like the aspartame study. It was killing the monkeys they gave it to, so they just took the ones that lived and excised the ones that died. I mean, it's a total joke. Here's the deal. We got brain-damaged kids coming out of our ears here. We better face this and deal with it so more kids don't get hurt. We all of us have a responsibility. Look, the truth is, if they can't abort a kid before they're born, they want to abort them after they're born. That's the eugenics angle. That's the big sick end of this, and that's why this is happening. We'll be back with John Rappaport and Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Check out the YouTube channel, Autism Media Channel, on YouTube.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you
must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want answers?
So do we.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome.
Well, here's the deal. Everything is not awesome. We're going to admit the problems we've got. We're going to fix them. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is here with me. Final segment. John Rappaport, investigative journalist, NoMoreFakeNews.com, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com are the big mothership websites. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, live They've given anthrax shots to the troops that killed a bunch of them. Mainstream news, they stopped those. Smallpox shots, cancer viruses, and polio vaccines. I mean, this is all part of the medical history. So we don't have to just sit here passively and go along with this when the media says every year it's the law, take shots to go to school. It's not that we're even against the vaccines. It's that the way it's being done is a nightmare. The answer is, why is it being covered up? Dr. Wakefield, you had one other point to make before John Rappaport continued with how big an issue this is, that more and more whistleblowers that are senior coming out saying we were ordered to cover this up. This is huge. You had a point about the federal response, what that should be.
Yeah, I think the first thing to say is that the problem is not the vaccines, as you point out. It's the vaccine policymakers, and it's that. That's what this whistleblower episode has taught us. It's the policymakers who are causing the problems. What we have to have now is oversight, and we'll be releasing a video next week where the whistleblower himself urges Congress to take action. He demands that Congress take this by the horns and sort it out. They can have a congressional hearing of the Oversight Committee within a week of finding a few vials of old smallpox in a cupboard at the FDA. Why can't they? This is so, so much more important, so much more serious, has so many more implications.
How many people out there are going to have a grandson or granddaughter that ends up getting brain damage? They're at your house 1 week, a year and a half old, happy. Next week, they're in diapers for the rest of their life. Don't ignore this. This is the big issue. This is the scourge. John Rappaport, investigative journalist, what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? Why is the system covering this up? Can they get away with it? Or do they know that once this comes out, their whole house of cards will fall?
Oh, they know, Alex. I mean, this is the cornerstone. This is the fallback position, vaccines. This is the great, you know, cure-all. This is where doctors can point to, oh, well, we ended so much disease through vaccines and so forth. And the evidence is there that vaccines had nothing to do with that. What has to do with that is better nutrition, better sanitation, the rise of the middle class, et cetera.
Exactly. I've seen those graphs from Australia to the U.S. Until the 30s and 40s, it's going down, infectious disease, because of better hygiene. Then vaccines come in, it actually goes up a little, but not compared to what it was.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. So their entire operation across the board as the medical cartel is wobbling on this issue of vaccines. And if they admit more than just a temporary, you know, lack of attention to something in a particular study, I mean, if they were to come out and tell the whole story, the whole house of cards would collapse. So they have to do everything in their power to protect against that happening. And now we have a window of opportunity, which we must not let pass, to expose the entire show, to expose all of it. The chemicals in the vaccines, the live germs in the vaccines, the germs that were put into the vaccines that didn't belong there in the first
fungus,
place.
The fungus, the viral simulants, it's a nightmare.
You know, it's like a doctor is saying to a mother, okay, so your child is going to be born, and then in the first day of birth, here's what we're going to do. We're going to inject your baby with toxic chemicals, including mercury or possibly aluminum, and then we're also going to put germs in there, and then there will be other germs that got in there, you know, somehow, and we're going to inject
them. And then hepatitis. As if your child's not having sex or using drugs, why does it need a hepatitis shot?
All right, so they say, and so expectant mother, this is what we're going to do. Is this okay with you? I mean, any sane mother, if it were put that way to her, would say, you're not going to do that by any stretch of the imagination. You're not even going to get close to my kid. But it's all couched in this very academic sort of language. We know through thousands of studies that not only are these things safe, but they're marvels and wonders of the world that prevent disease. This is all complete baloney. And the mothers of autistic children know this. They know. There is no way to contradict them. They were there. They saw.
And I want something so my kids don't get sick. But when it has such a horrible track record like Gardasil that killed all the people in the trials and caused autoimmune disorders and is banned in Japan and India, and then now they want to give it to boys, there just seems to be such an arrogance, Dr. Wakefield. Where does your gut tell you all of this ends? As the vaccine damage mounts, as the autism numbers climb, Is there going to be Nuremberg trials for these people down the road?
Well, we have two options now. We've reached a major crossroads, and Dr. Thompson has given us an opportunity. But if we do nothing, if you carry on and you look at the CDC's numbers, it's 1 in 68 now. Then for a child born today, it's going to be 1 in 25. And in 2025, it's going to be 1 in 2 children.
Good God.
A serious neurological problem. Those are the CDC's own numbers.
So half the public, basically, with neurological disorders, sacrificed on the altar of MDs and the vaccines.
But here's the problem, Alex. Nature, medicine gives us the thin end of the wedge to begin with. The leading edge is autism. It's so overt, it's so obvious that we pick it up first. If you are just shaving 9 points off a boy's IQ, how long will it take you to pick that up? 20 years in the case of lead poisoning. So are we seeing a much more pervasive problem with boys failing in school, boys failing in university? They're dropping out. They're on Ritalin.
Because their blood-brain barrier is not as strong as a woman's.
Yeah, well, for many, many reasons that we don't understand. But the point is, this is likely to be, for sound biological reasons, a much more pervasive effect.
A lobotomy of men. It's on purpose. It's clear. So this is all trendy liberals.
That's one alternative. The other alternative, we take this extremely seriously. We stand back and we say, rationally, let us look at the science of this, or the lack of science, and let us pick this apart and do the safest thing for children if we are going to protect them from infectious disease. And
sure.
And preserve their brains. And their
Well, I mean, as more whistleblowers, senior, come out, how can they prop it up, Dr. Wakefield? I guess they just hope no one talks about it. They hope this audience doesn't spread the word about this podcast or this live show or this YouTube. I guess it's up to you, folks. You going to save the kids out there?
It is up to the public. And this is not going to happen from the top down. It's going to happen from the bottom up. And what people have got to do is get onto their politicians. This is not a political issue. This crosses all the
public. This is humanity.
This is getting onto your politician and demanding that you support Congressman Posey in his advocacy for a congressional oversight committee.
Well, there's the answer. How many congresspeople and senators have gone public because their grandson can't talk anymore? They're at their house 1 week running around having fun. The next week they can't talk. I mean, this is not rocket science. I mean, something's going on here.
Yeah, so yeah, Congress has got to
make here, Alex, and that is, look, I've interviewed a number of people. A number of people back starting in 1987 when I was writing my first book, people who had never been vaccinated, but they had been brought up on good diets, good nutrition, good environment, good family, et cetera, and they weren't eating all kinds of junk food and so forth, and they weren't taking all kinds of medical drugs for non-existent conditions that were just there to sell pharmaceuticals. And these people came through fine. They not only came through fine, they were exceedingly healthy. So the whole house of cards is a sham. You want to protect people from getting sick? You raise them correctly. You have a world in which people can grow up healthy naturally. The body knows what to do. You're going to inject all these poisons in tiny babies whose immune systems are not even developed yet and say that it's going to stimulate their immune system to protect them from future disease when they virtually have no immune system yet? I mean, this is completely insane. No, what you do is you do the very thing that eliminated contagious diseases in the West in the first place. Better sanitation, better nutrition, less overcrowding, and so forth and so on. This is what you do. I mean, this is really
fresh air and sunshine. Fresh air and sunshine. Incredibly epic. NoMoreFakeNews.com. John Rappaport, thank you so much for being part of this special broadcast tonight.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure.
Dr. Wakefield, autism media channel on YouTube. We'll tweet it out to everybody at Real Alex Jones. I want to have you back up in the next week or two for a 2-hour interview with listeners calling in with their stories. Thank you so much. But I know you do this because you care about the kids, but it's got to be fulfilling to now be vindicated.
It'll be fulfilling, Alex, if we achieve what we need to achieve, and that is it's up to the people to prevail. It's up to them to exert the due democratic process. Get on to your politicians.
That's right.
Demand a congressional hearing.
The answers look in the mirror. Great job with the crew. See you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m., Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Like.